Okay, Elizabeth Terp, my last name is T-E-R-P. The current plan for the Northern Pass project calls for construction of 500 miles of access roads to the Northern Pass power line and widening the present right-of-way to allow for high-voltage lines. My concern with the Northern Pass application is the absence of reliable data on the project's carbon footprint. The Hydro-Québec's website states, and I quote, "Almost all the electricity Hydro-Québec distributes to its customers is generated from renewable resources, which means there are few or no greenhouse gases, gas emissions. The CO2 emission rates are for generation of electricity only and are thus not based on life cycle assessment." These are preposterous statements, given that Hydro-Québec has created 571 dams to form their reservoirs. To do so, Hydro-Québec destroyed trees, natural habitat, native cultures, fishing industry, wildlife, tourism industry. Only two of Quebec's main rivers remain free of dams. Greenhouse gas emissions generated by creating reservoirs used to produce electricity are not considered when calculating emissions on Hydro-Québec's carbon footprint. And again, I quote from their website, "As indicated in the National Inventory Report, Greenhouse Gas Sources and Sinks in Canada, Environment Canada considers such emissions to be related to a land use change." So a reservoir is simply a land use change. The SEC would be wise to check out this ruling. Hydro-Québec has a history of shady deals, for example, locking Newfoundland into a 40-year plan to sell them power for 2 mils a kilowatt hour, which Hydro-Québec then sells to Quebec customers for 7 cents a kilowatt hour. And regarding the Northern Pass plan to build 500 miles of access roads to the proposed high-voltage power lines, holes for 35 feet deep pilings will need to be dug, blasted, and the pilings formed with cement. 1 ton of cement emits 1 ton of CO2. A cost estimate offsetting that carbon footprint would need to include blasting expenses, cement mixer trucks, other vehicles used in the building process, plus trucks needed in preparation for the routine maintenance of the line following ice, snow, wind, and electrical storms. Hydro-Québec does not appear to be in the habit of rigorously measuring and offsetting its carbon footprint. What plans are in place to replace the carbon footprint caused by the above extensive tree removal and piling construction? Northern Pass would need to add this provision and cost to their bottom line to impose the above ground line on the state of New Hampshire. Undergrounding the line through New Hampshire's established right-of-way would not only avoid much of this cost, it would recognize our resolve to save our carbon sequestering trees for the benefit of all life on the planet. Maine and New Hampshire lead the nation in forested land. We need to care for these remaining lungs of the earth. If the line is not undergrounded, Northern Pass needs to offset its more extensive carbon footprint. The Carbon Disclosure Project, CDP, is a global not-for-profit based in London that provides the formula to increase corporate transparency of its impact and performance. The CDP logs the records of 4,000-plus companies worldwide to mitigate their carbon footprints. Hydro-Québec has already demonstrated its disregard for the forest by ravaging its own province. Quebec's damage has been well documented. I hope that the SEC will take care to see that New Hampshire does not suffer a similar onslaught to our forest by sanctioning such an ecologically tragic plan for New Hampshire.
Thank you.